Masechet Kelim Perek Vav Mishnah Het. We learned in the previous Mishnah that even if an item is not intended to be used for a certain purpose, but it physically fits the bill and it could perform certain tasks, all that's needed to change the susceptibility that it could become Tameh now is the intention of a person. He has to have intention to use it for that purpose, and now it could become Tameh. We'll elaborate more on that. Mishnah says, Orot ba'al habayit mahshava metama atan. The hides of a householder, a person who's not reselling these items, he simply has them in his home and he has a certain use for them. His intention alone could cause them to be capable of becoming tameh. If he intends to use the leather skins that he has for a mat, for example, it is now ready for that purpose, it could become tameh right away, like we learned. Veshel abedan en machshava mitame'atan. But a tanner, someone who sells the hides, the skins for a living, intention there does not make the hides capable of becoming tameh. When a tanner designates a piece of leather for his own use, even if it's ready for that purpose that he intends, it does not become subject to tum'ah, because a tanner usually sells his items. So even if he decides to keep a piece of leather for himself, he may change his mind later on and sell it to a customer. That customer, the new owner, may decide to use it for that purpose, like shoes, and then he would need physical change to it, where the leather would not become tameh until that change is made. So since it's a possibility, the tanner's designation is never final, because he may end up selling it. And when he sells it, you don't know what the final user is going to use it for. So therefore, we say it may be sold and may be designated for another purpose. And that other purpose that he may use it for may require physical change. And therefore, we say that his thought, the tanner himself, doesn't do anything. But if the tanner physically changes it into something, obviously, then it could become tameh. If he takes a piece of leather and turns it into shoes, then we know there's no longer any processing that it could have, and it's susceptible to tum'ah. Now we'll talk about where leather skins were stolen. There's a difference between a ganav and a gazlan. A ganav is a thief who steals without the owner knowing, and a gazlan who is like a mafia boss. He steals openly. He goes there with a gun and he steals it by force or with a threat. Shel ganav mahshava mitame'atan. If the skins were stolen by a thief, a ganav, he steals in hiding. No one knows that he stole it. His intent makes the item capable of becoming tameh. If a thief intends to use the hides in their current condition, they're immediately susceptible to tum'ah. Since they were taken secretly, the owner doesn't know his identity. And therefore, the owner has no hope of getting it back. He's not going to get his property back. And therefore, he has yi'ush. He gives up hope of retrieving it. So the thief actually becomes the owner. Obviously, he violated the Torah. He's a thief. He did wrong. But he's now the owner of the item. And therefore, his mind, his intent, could change the status of the item. Veshel gazlan en mahshava mitame'atan. But a gazlan, a robber, someone who steals openly, everyone knows who he is, his intention does not make the item capable of becoming tameh, because we say he's not really the final owner. The owner knows who he is, and therefore he may take him to court, he may send the police after him, he's going to try and retrieve his property. So therefore the robber does not actually become the owner, and his intent does not change the status of the item. Rabbi Shimon omer hiluf ha-devarim. Rabbi Shimon says the opposite. Shel gazlan machshava mitame'atan. If the hides, if the skins were stolen by a robber, his intention does make the item become possible to become tameh. According to Rabbi Shimon, if the guy is a robber, he steals openly without fear, the owner is never going to get his item back, because he says the court has no power. This guy's a big mafia boss. This guy has power. This guy is above the law. And therefore, there's no hope of ever getting it back. He's stealing in the open and without fear, because he knows that no one could prosecute him. Nobody could get him in trouble. And therefore, he becomes the owner of the skins, and his intention then could change their status. Mishel ganav en machshava mitama'atan mipenei shelo nityashu ha-be'alim. But in case of a thief who's doing it middle of the night, he's breaking into a home, he's taking it, he is fearful of the police coming after him. And therefore, the owner doesn't give up hope of getting it back. When the skins are stolen by a thief, even though he doesn't know the identity, the owner of the thief, he hopes that eventually there'll be an investigation, the surveillance cameras will pick up on something, and that thief will be brought to justice, and therefore the thief will have to give back the item. And he doesn't become the owner of the hides, and his intention would not affect them whatsoever.